Well, it's our pleasure today to welcome two special guests. We've had really a very successful series over the past months or so talking about the Society for Contemporary Crafts Enough Violence exhibit. This contemporary craft exhibit was created right here in Pittsburgh by the folks at the Society for Contemporary Craft, and it features works from U.S. and international artists in response to rising violence. It runs through the 22nd, just another 3 weeks, and then we'll be touring other locations, and it gives me a lot of pleasure to have another monthly visit. Janet McCall is here from Contemporary Craft today, as well as Diane Dom, who we will talk to. And I'm going to start just by saying good morning to you, Janet. How are you?
I'm very well. Thanks for having me back.
And can you tell me how the exhibit has been going and what's new?
The exhibition has been so well received. I was saying the other day that in over 20 years of being involved with contemporary craft, I can't recall any other show that has generated such gratitude and appreciation from visitors. We have people coming in every day saying, thank you so much for doing this. It's been really gratifying.
It took a lot of courage to do what you've done, because a lot of people go to galleries and museums expecting to see things that are lighthearted, perhaps, or whimsical, but always uplifting. And what you've been able to do is actually provide something very uplifting, despite the topic, enough violence. And I think that's been a wonderful way of showing how the arts can really transcend the topic. It could be a topic like violence, but so much of the work you've managed to showcase has focused on hope and renewal and healing.
Well, thank you. We really believe strongly that the arts can be used for building community. And this show is very much focused on how do we want to live together as a community? What do we care about? And it was really important to use the arts and the messages of the participating artists to invite people in to have that conversation, to talk about things that they might not otherwise come together to discuss, and to also provide a safe space for healing, for expressing emotions maybe that they hadn't been able to deal with around this. But most of all, we hope coming out of this show, we have great momentum going, and we definitely want to keep that moving forward. So that is our kind of call to action.
That's the voice of Janet McCall, who is with Society for Contemporary Craft. And one thing we've been doing on the first Saturday of every month is something that SCC also has been doing, which is featuring organizations, agencies, people that work to help people either prevent or respond to violence. And today is no exception. We have Diane Dom, who is here with Center for Victims. Good morning.
Good morning.
I don't know much about Center for Victims and would love to learn more about the organization.
Okay. Center for Victims is Allegheny County's only comprehensive victim service organization. So what I mean when I say comprehensive is that we deal with any type of crime. So we provide services for victims of sexual assault, victims of domestic violence. We have a shelter available, an emergency shelter for anyone that needs to get away from an abusive situation at home. And we also provide court advocacy in juvenile court and criminal court and a lot of the local magistrates as well. So anyone that has experienced an assault, anyone who has lost someone to violence and is a survivor of homicide, they can all contact Center for Victims and utilize those services through the court system. So our hope, being a comprehensive agency, is that we can meet a victim immediately when they call our hotline number and follow them through the court support system, and then also be able to offer therapy services or group support and ongoing assistance. We also provide the victim compensation program, so we help victims process the paperwork associated with any costs related to injury that happened as a result of violence and any funeral expenses for someone that lost someone to homicide. So we process that paperwork through Center for Victims.
So you end up being an advocate for, I mean, as I think about it, if somebody is injured in a fight, you could potentially
yes.
be their advocate, and not to get litigious, but if this person has no insurance and has injuries, you might be able to help them either recover those costs from the perpetrator or find ways to provide medical services.
There's a statewide program called the Victims Compensation Program, and there's a lot of paperwork involved to be eligible for the program. So Center for Victims would assist with filling out the paperwork and getting that off to the people that would provide the reimbursement funds for any injuries.
Let alone actually being aware of the program
right,
and letting the
right.
people know about it, because
mm-hmm.
I didn't know that such a program existed. Do people come to you directly for support, or are they typically referred by other agencies or even by law enforcement?
I would say all of the above for the answer to that question. We get referrals from the court system. We get referrals from the police. My job is primarily working with school districts, so I deal with children that have witnessed violence or are experiencing unhealthy patterns in their relationships. So any community resources would be making referrals, and also people become aware of our services. You know, we often say that people don't know we're here until they need us.
This is Diane Dom from the Center for Victims. How long has the organization existed?
It's been over 35 years.
Wow. If I knew about it, I'd forgotten. And you're right. It's the kind of organization that you probably don't think about unless you need it. And once you interact, I'm sure you never forget the organization. And have you been there long yourself?
I have been working in victim services for 16 years at this
wow.
point.
That's a long, long time. Just fix that microphone there for you. That's we have a droopy microphone today. We'll focus on that. It has to be amazing, the work that you do. I'm sure you help people towards healing.
Yes.
And, but you're there right at the beginning as these things happen. Do people keep in touch ever after the initial crisis is
people
over?
People do. We actually have a documentary that was filmed almost a year ago now. It's called Life After, and you can find that online. And some of the people that had used our services were able to talk about their experiences, not only with the crime they experienced, but also with Center for Victims. So we do have advocates that have gone through something and that has caused them to want to speak out and make a change in their community.
Well, that's also really courageous, because a lot of people might want to put them or put the incident behind them, never to think about it again. I'm sure it's healthy to talk about it, but to be able to show the process and what you were able to do as an organization and help make sense. Now, you'll be out today in the Strip District at Contemporary Craft?
One of our staff members will be there this
afternoon. Yeah, you meaning the organization.
Yes.
So you can learn more about Center for Victims if you go to the Enough Violence exhibit today. Anything else happening unique today, Janet?
Well, today, every day that we're open, we do have our drop-in studio where visitors can, after seeing the exhibition, use art materials to create their own talisman, a symbolic art piece that they can take home with them as a follow-up. We have a lot of resource information from many different partner groups that we've worked with on the show. As a staff, we've just been so blown away by groups like Center for Victims and the resources that are available, but again, people may not know about them. So that information is there as well. People can share their own thoughts and experiences at our solution station. Coming up, there are a few other special events before the show closes, and again, the last day is 3 weeks from today. There will be a talk by Dr. Ron Voorhees, who is co-chairing an Allegheny County Public Health Commission, which has to do with violence reduction. He'll be giving a talk on Friday, March 21st at noon at the Geibel Institute for Social Justice at Carlow, and then the next day, Saturday, the 22nd, we'll have a drumming circle from 2 to 4 led by Abba Fazi. They opened the exhibition with us back in September. And, you know, the idea of a drum has always been used to sound out a warning and to bring people together to share their voices and have healing. So we thought that would be an important way to close out the show. That'll be 2 to 4, the 22nd, and then a performance by Dreams of Hope, which is a regional lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and allied youth performing arts group, also responding to this topic of violence, and then a reception afterwards. So
that sounds great. Did Dreams of Hope perform at the beginning? I don't think so. There was another group whose name is escaping me right now. Do you remember?
Yes. I'm so sorry. It's early Saturday morning.
They do silent movement. Oh, gosh. It'll come back. It'll come to me.
Yes, they did. This is a performance group that interacts with the art and brings the visitors into participating. And I must give you their name because they are so phenomenal.
They're
so
great, and their name's on the tip of my tongue. And I just, I think I've got it here. Let's look back.
Interplay.
Thank you.
Interplay
is
the group. Yes.
That was going to bother me a lot if I couldn't come up with that. And Dreams of Hope is remarkable. We've had them on the air a number of times. And I really hope that you'll get a chance to see this exhibit during the 3 months that it remains. And you can learn more about organizations such as Diane's Center for Victims and more about everything that's happening. It's, I hope, wonderful to you to recognize that you live in a community where there's so many caring people and organizations that want to try to help to respond to violence and prevent it, and to do so in a very innovative way by meshing arts and social service agencies. Have you thought at all about some sort of permanent or fixture and I was thinking as we were talking, wouldn't it be nice if all of these organizations could have some fixed place where it's kind of a one-stop physical space and where there might be some art that's also displayed?
I think it's a great idea. One of the challenges for us initially, because this was an area that we weren't familiar with, was trying to find all the groups and individuals doing this terrific work. And so having a location for that and having some art would be amazing and inspirational. One thing that has been important to us as a staff, and we've certainly been changed by this process of working on the show, is asking about a legacy. As we move forward, what can we keep in our community as a reminder? So this idea certainly relates to that.
Well, it's I'm amazed. You know, back in September, I was thinking, not that I had any doubts, but I was thinking 6 months, that's a long commitment for any exhibit, let alone one as risky. I don't know. Did you feel it was a risky exhibit?
Yeah, at the beginning we were concerned about how it would be received. In fact, we got some help from Patty Gabriel, an art therapist with the Center for Victims, who really worked with us as a team to think through, to make sure that the show was not something that was going to sensationalize violence, but was going to be healing and a way to bring the community together. But we weren't sure that we could sustain the interest and the foot traffic, and it's just continued to build and build. We've had wonderful coverage from the media, and every time something new is out there, we get a lot of new visitors coming in. We're connecting with other groups. And I have to say, we were talking about it as a staff, we are feeling very regretful that the show is coming to an end. It's been a really powerful experience and brought us in touch with a lot of new people who had never known about our organization or visited our gallery in the past.
I think, it could be very interesting, just as Pittsburgh has, you know, a visitor's center, to have some sort of place where you could have art and agency information and just the courage to publicly admit that there are people that continue to be victims and that there are actions that still need to be done to prevent violence. Maybe there's something you can do for that.
Well, I guarantee we're going to continue to talk about it and work with our partners. And, you know, I'm looking at the cover of our catalog for the show, which has an amazing artwork by Claudia Alvarez showing a toddler holding a revolver. And to me, the message, the takeaway that is most important is we have to focus on our children. So, you know, even being here in a location like the Children's Museum makes me think about the potential for starting at the youngest age possible to try to reverse this problem. So maybe even a conversation here about something that could happen that would relate to the show.
Well, and right above us is a brand new exhibit called Love and Forgiveness. And it includes aspects of managing angry feelings and reconciling differences, and there might be a nice nexus there. And that exhibit is running for a long time. I believe it runs through August.
That's terrific. I think the lack of respect and lack of support for young children is a key cause in terms of a path that potentially can lead in the direction of violence.
Well, we just are about down to our last couple of seconds here. And you are hearing Janet McCall of Contemporary Craft. And Diane, any other words? And could you tell us the website for Center for Victims?
Yes, I just want people to be aware that there's hope and that we don't have to deal with violence as a community. So if you or anyone you know is ever in a situation where you've experienced violence or witnessed violence, the website is centerforvictims.org. And we also have a 24-hour hotline number, and that number is 412-392-8582.
And Janet, anything else to mention?
Our website for the show is enoughviolence.net. So even if you can't get to our physical space, you can see the art on the website and leave your own story and suggestions for solutions. So please do that.
Thanks so much. Enoughviolence.net, the website. And our thanks both to Diane Dom and Janet McCall.
Thank you.